You said in your first term, and I assume that you're running for a second.
I'm definitely running for a second term, and I'm going to win.
When the candidate forums start and so forth, will you use the phrase, no new taxes? Are you promising, okay, in the next 4 years there won't be a property tax increase?
No, what I will say is to look at my record. I've never raised property taxes. So that's my goal. But I don't believe in these silly political pronouncements. I don't care what Grover Norquist thinks. And I'll put my record as mayor of the city's fiscal management, up against any mayor in America's of a major American city. I just, you know, that's what I offer voters. I mean, I live in a world of comparison and contrast. We are not perfect. We're working very hard. But, you know, I believe in the biblical version of stewardship, that God judges you based upon what kind of steward you are over what you have. And if you look at the hand that I was dealt and where this city is, I think that more than 50% of the people who live in the city of Atlanta would believe that I deserve to continue to serve. At least I hope they do.
Sidewalks. There's been a lot of talk about repairing the sidewalks. Yeah. $250 million in bonds, I guess, being put together. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, what we're working to do now is to make sure that the city, our sense is that the city can afford to go to the capital markets for $250 million tranche of debt to make capital improvements. The city's probably got a $922 million infrastructure backlog. I'd like to eliminate a third of that before I leave. So that's my goal. I just want to make sure that I can do it without raising property taxes.
Why say a third of the infrastructure backlog? Is that what's realistic in the bond market, or why that number?
I think that's what's realistic in terms of capability, and I think you have to understand what you're going to be able to accomplish in the days that you have in office. I mean, I will have opened the international terminal at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, which was pretty hard to get done. I will have overseen the construction of the Civil and Human Rights Museum. I will have been here when we had the College Football Hall of Fame open. I would have overseen the construction of a $100 million streetcar. I would have been involved in building a $1 billion stadium for the city of Atlanta. And I will have been involved in eliminating a third of the infrastructure backlog. I will have negotiated the longest water and sewer consent decree in the United States of America, preventing 4 water rate increases from going through. So I think I would have given that at the office. Somebody else can take care of the last $600 million.
We have seen in the last few days, though, the storm sewer overruns. The Chattahoochee has very high fecal coliform counts again. Mm-hmm. Are we looking at maybe that we're not as far along as we had hoped we'd be in trying to correct those problems? We don't have the whole flooded neighborhoods that we did a few years ago. Mm-hmm. But do we still have a lot of work to do?
I think we are ahead of every comparably sized city in the Southeast. We're halfway through our water and sewer program. We've invested more than $1.5 billion and we're headed towards a $4 billion program. And we were trying to get all of it done by 2014, and we did it when we did it on time and in compliance more than 85% of the time. Actually, the number's closer to 90% compliance. So I don't want to act like mistakes are never made or there's not opportunity for improvement. But once again, show me a city that's done it better with almost no federal or state financial support. The city of Atlanta has borne the burden of funding $4 billion worth of water and sewer repairs with almost no federal help or federal financial support or state financial support. Show me somebody else who's did that. Show me another community who's done it. I don't think you can. And so the answer is I care so much about healthy water and clean and safe water. And that's why we negotiated the extension, because it will allow us to use our financial resources much more thoughtfully.
One thing that's been talked about a lot in the recent days has been the stadium deal. One thing that I think has been talked about a little bit less is, once the stadium is built, What is the revenue sharing split? Do we have that yet? Do we know where, what share of the revenue from the stadium the city will get?
We don't have a revenue sharing arrangement around the stadium. Now, the city receives a portion of the hotel motel tax. And to the extent that the stadium is successful and thrives, the hotel motel revenue goes up. And we make more money off of our hotel and convention industry when we have a best-in-class stadium, which is what we're going to have. That said, once again, I live in a world of comparison and contrast. We negotiated the best stadium deal in America for any facility that's $500 million or more. So if you go up the road a bit and look at Charlotte, they just ratified and $86 million in improvements for their stadium. And the only thing that they're getting in return is a 6-year commitment for the team to stay there. So if you go to San Francisco, the team is moving to Santa Clara. If you go to Dallas, the team plays in Arlington. I mean, just, you know, I'm interested in someone showing me a better arrangement for the $200 million investment of hotel motel tax money that the state of Georgia authorized and that is paid for, 85% of it is paid for by people who don't live here.
Is that the only cost to the city, though? Some folks have said, look, $200 million, certainly, but there would be other costs to the city to get the kind of return that you're hoping for.
Well, I mean, that can be said about anything that occurs in the city, one. And two, we have a carve-out related to infrastructure. That's generally the context that people have raised that concern, that caps our infrastructure risk at $70 million. The experts that we have talked to and consulted said that that is more than enough cover for the city. The other thing that I would share is this. You know, the $200 million in hotel motel tax revenue was an extension of the hotel motel tax by the state of Georgia. So if we did not build a new facility, that tax was simply going to go away. It wasn't going to be used for anything else. Once again, you know, I think I'll take our hand. I think the way that we handled the Final Four, which was the most well-attended Final Four in the 75-year history of the tournament, is exemplary of more things to come. I think that shortly thereafter, we were named one of the host cities for the BCS Championship, a decision that was made, mind you, and being considered while we were finalizing our stadium negotiations, and it certainly helped. We are competing for a Super Bowl right now, and we are competing for an MLS team. So we are already experiencing the kinds of wins that I talked about in terms of solidifying our role as the leading city in the Southeast.
Are you saying that the city would not get any of the revenue from the events at the stadium, that the revenue we would get from stadium would be through hotel motel tax?
That is what I'm saying. I am saying that we are not partners in this deal. And I'm saying that our full exposure is the hotel motel tax. So the investment that we're making is the hotel motel tax, and the city is not a backstop against any debt. So if the stadium were to exceed the $1 billion cost, we have no risk because our total investment is the hotel motel tax. And that is the only source of funds that bondholders can look to. And I did that to protect the city. I don't believe that you can have it both ways.
Yeah, so you're saying
so you couldn't have been in the revenue deal.
Right.
So,
in exchange for the limited liability, we don't get the revenue.
That's right. And if we wanted to be revenue partners, then we should be in the deal and assume a partnership risk. And that's a decision that I didn't think was wise. So I didn't make it. What I did was to build a world-class asset, secure the Atlanta Falcons in downtown Atlanta for 30 years, and to add a major facility that's going to bolster our convention and tourism business, which broke a record last year. So in 2012, 40,400,000 people visited our city. So we are now on par with Los Angeles, with San Diego, and Las Vegas. So just think of that when you look at the next time you see a commercial about what happens in Vegas, stays in Vegas. Think that we have just as many people who visit Atlanta as they do Las Vegas. And I'm soon going to catch up with New York, Chicago, and Orlando.
The economic impact of this, and we've spoken to a lot of folks who study this, and some of them anyway, don't think that the economic bounce will be as big as has been projected. They say there certainly will be some, but perhaps not as big as has been promised. Your thoughts on that?
My thoughts are that those folks are primarily contrarians who enjoy receiving some attention. The overwhelming number of experts and the traditional sources that we use to determine economic impact say that you do receive significant economic impact. You know, the only thing that I can do as mayor is go by the same standards that other folks go by. And so I think it's kind of moving the goalpost when you say that you can use these standards and these economists for all of these other areas of your economy. And their opinions regarding all these other areas of your economy are respected and used. But for this, you need to believe these contrarians, who I think primarily are interested in 7.5 minutes of fame.
So how long do you think it will take for the hotel motel tax to raise the $200 million that it would take to pay it off?
I don't know. I don't want to guess off the top of my head. But what I know is that our hotel motel tax will be able to comfortably cover the debt coverage, that there was no tax increase on the people of Atlanta, and that we're having a billion-dollar asset that's going to support 220,000 jobs for working people in our city, across all walks of life, across all geography, across all racial and economic backgrounds. Our hotel and convention business is a $12 billion business. It's one of the four largest sectors in the state of Georgia in terms of revenue produced and jobs created. So I'll hang my hat with that team.